over a year, I've been raising that some of the safety signs and lights beside our schools have been broken, facing the wrong way and not functional. Some of them are been over a year now. Got to get again some recent correspondence from schools asking me why is this not been sorted out to date. Last time I spoke directly to somebody in the council about it, I was told that they were waiting for a company to come up from Mayo to fix these lights. Now that itself made me quite angry, considering the fact that I know that we have very capable staff within the council have trained where it would be able to go out and fix them. The approach should be not the privatisation of the safety of our children. These signs were erected for a very specific reason, and that reason is to slow the vehicles down on the approaches towards our schools. And bear in mind that a lot of our schools, for example, Scannacre hasn't got a footpath directly right to the school from both ends. A lot of our schools, like Scallaroshin and other schools right around Nadoohery, have not got footpaths right to the schools. And that's an issue in itself that needs to be addressed. And it's a disgrace for the government that we don't have that infrastructure that keeps our children and our school community safe. But for going back in relation to the lights and the signage, I think that anybody who is a member of the school community or the wider public would be absolutely outraged when they hear that there are other schools out there waiting over a year. And I would ask them to contact Corlichumbag and Ngal and make your views strongly known to the council that the safety of our children is not something that we have to wait for a private company to come from the south of the country to fix our lights. We need them lights fixed, and we need them fixed now.
And there has unfortunately been a number of near misses outside a number of schools across the county in recent weeks. So understandably, I'm sure the parents in West Donegal and the teachers are fearful because the lights aren't working.
Yes, there has been an unfortunately in south of the county, but this isn't something that goes amiss to our school communities. Like I said earlier in the interview here, Scannacre have been looking for a footpath from the church down, because a good number of the children in that area walk from that direction. Children from Mainilleque want to cycle or walk safely to Scannacre, and they're not getting to it because, unfortunately, the ministers in Dublin are not giving us the funding. We have a saying in Donegal here, we're the forgotten county. We're not the forgotten county. We're the county that they just don't care about.